This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, welcome back to the Hour 2, friends. I just want to give you some heads up real quick, and I want to take leave from San Diego real quick here, okay? The impeachment process, here it is, okay? When a new president is elected to the office, he takes an oath that lists many heavy responsibilities. Abuse of power or failure to uphold these responsibilities cannot be tolerated, even to the smallest of infractions. The Constitution gives the House of Representatives the right to impeach the president. Impeachment means that a charge of misconduct is filed against the president. Article 2, Section 4. A majority of the members of the House must vote for these charges in order to impeach the president. Who are the members of the House and who do they represent? You, America. After the charges of misconduct are filed, the Senate has the power to try impeachment cases like a court. Now, friends, what we've seen back in the 90s with Bill Clinton concerning his treasonous act giving the Chinese U.S. military secrets. It was called Chinagate, but you never heard about it because they didn't want you to know about what the impeachment trials were all about. But you do need to understand, friends, that two-thirds of the senators must vote for conviction. Now, the problem is that you have is in the Senate, you have the fox in the chicken coop, okay? Pro or con. And what you've seen these senators do is protect themselves, not so much protect Bill Clinton. So you have to deal with them as well. And that process is the same process in how to deal with each and every one of them. And I also want to tell you, America, those that sit on the Supreme Court can also be impeached, contrary to what you've been told. Read Article 3, Section 1. Okay? Example, real quick. Our 17th president, Andrew Johnson, was impeached while in office. 35 senators found him guilty, just one vote short of the two-thirds vote necessary to convict him. So it didn't actually go through. President Richard Nixon resigned from office rather than face impeachment charges in the Watergate scandal, which was a pedophile cover-up. And keep in mind, friends, just to show you how they protect each other, Ford failed to actually indict him at any given charge. Okay? They're protecting themselves, friends. President Bill Clinton became the second president to be impeached by the House in 1998. That failed to go through. Why? Because you have those in that you tolerate that are covering for the crimes, not of so much those that they're protecting, but again, friends, themselves. We're going to talk about in just a moment how to preach without converting anybody, friends. Looking forward to it. We got Lee calling from San Diego, California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. Thank you.
Sure.
And what I wanted to do was, everyone is talking about this fundamental transformation of Obama, all the impeachable offenses he has done, yet everyone is afraid in Congress. They're all either in on it or they're being blackmailed, They won't impeach Obama. Well, we have presented through the North American Law Center articles of impeachment for Obama, 48 criminal charges. And we have presented every single Republican congressman in the House with those articles. They've all read them. And finally, Ted Yoho from Florida, Republican, has sponsored House Resolution 693. And that is to form a committee to investigate the high crimes and misdemeanors of the entire Obama administration, which would implicate Hillary. Now, he only has 9 co-sponsors signed up so far. So it's going to take the American people calling Republican congressmen to demand that they co-sponsor House Resolution 693. Once they have a majority, then we can move to impeach. But believe me, Obama is not going to allow Trump or any other patriot to take office to reverse his agenda. From what I'm hearing, Hillary can be will become a president-elect, and before she takes office, she'll be indicted and go to prison, and Obama will step in to serve the rest of her term. That's what I'm hearing. So, but regardless of that, he is planning on making sure that his treasonous acts are not reversed by anyone, so he can't allow Trump to become president. So,
well, I got voter fraud. Okay, now how do people get a hold of you, Lee?
Well, they, let me give you the website to go to, NorthAmericanLawCenter.org. That's NorthAmericanLawCenter.org. And they're the ones who developed it, and we've all served every Republican. Duncan Hunter has been served. I met with him last a couple months ago. And for 15 minutes, and gave him another copy of the Articles of Impeachment. Either they're in on it, or they're being blackmailed. But it'll take the American people, millions of us, calling our reps to have them co-sponsor House Resolution 693. That's our first step. And we have to do it soon, or we're not going to have a country left by November.
That's exactly right. Lee, I want to tell you, thank you. And again, friends, here again proves the point. Here we have Lee. I'm high-fiving you, Lee. A woman standing up, doing what needs to be done, directing you as to bring about resolve. So it's for us to stand up and do it. Hey, folks, you're listening to the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks across the country. That means there's a whole lot of people listening right now. She just told you that you are now responsible. She said, I'm doing my part, and this is what we need to do. We have 9 co-sponsors. That means we have 9 people that are willing to stand up and do what needs to get done. America, we can do this together. We can't do this independently, one of another. And we cannot do this first and foremost without the God of heaven in Jesus' name. But I just want to high-five you, Lee, because I am seeing this all over the country, ma'am, where women are standing up and they're saying enough is enough. I would like to get some of the men calling in that have enough internal fortitude as Lee, telling me what, and the listeners, what we need to do to bring about resolve. Because, friends, this is how we do it. So I just want to tell you thank you very much, Lee. I was just in your backyard a couple days ago.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm a U.S. Army veteran, and I want to put the call, the challenge out to the millions of other veterans in the U.S. to start calling our representatives in Congress and demand that they co-sponsor it. It's the only way we're going to have a free and sovereign nation.
Amen. I appreciate your phone call, Lee. Do stay in touch, ma'am. You are the reason we are here. We thank you very much for your service. And all you veterans out there, you've done your part. And I see this constantly where the veterans that have done their part, folks, I've seen veterans that have come back from the United States of America. I've seen them dismembered. As a matter of fact, Bill Garnier from the 101st 506 Band of Brothers, after September 11th, we had a conversation with him, and he said it's time to get our guns. Why is it that the veterans are willing to do it all over again? I mean, I could just... You veterans rock. I come from a military family as well. And I want to tell you something. We are together in on this. And we can do this together. And the encouraging part of all this is God's willing to give us what we're willing to fight for. And he doesn't need a majority to get the job done. I just want to tell you, Lee, thank you so much for your call. Wow. Another woman standing up doing what a man should be doing.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become become a son or daughter of Liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you, Lee, for holding on for such a long time. I seen you up there, and then I get on these little bunny trails, and I got to see them through. But again, I'm just high-fiving you, ma'am, and I totally appreciate you, and we are in this together. You are what it takes to bring about the resolve in this country. No question about it. Yeah, hey, folks, I want to tell you something. You get these mama bears. You get these women. This is a compliment. I'm not taking away anything from these women that stand up and do this stuff. But you get these women to bite on like an attack dog. There's no better way to describe these courageous women. But they latch on and they don't let go. And they are second to none. We need those women that are what I just described on the side of righteousness to stand up and do this stuff. Hey, listen, if the men want to watch a bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball in tights, let them be. Go ahead and let them. Hey, they have their part in the lake of fire. Okay, the bottom line is you women that are doing this stuff, you go, girl. Let me just say that. You go, girl, because you are, again, what it takes to bring about the resolve. One of the things that Lee had brought up, too, was that these men that fail to bring forth the articles of impeachment, they're compromised men. Or they're blackmailed. Exactly. Hey, friends, how many people in government have you seen just recently stand up against Barack Hussein Obama making a prey out of your children? Did you get your answer? How many of them are actually opposing Barack Hussein Obama? And why aren't they? Because they're either guilty of it, just like Lee said, or they're being blackmailed. Well, what would they be blackmailed for? They didn't do it. You can't be blackmailed. I mean, folks, it's so telling as to what's going on. You have compromised men that are going along with the man that is fundamentally transforming your nation. And I'm not giving him credit. This is judgment. This is the hand of God. I mean, these dummies that think that they're having their way, they're not having their way. They're going to fall into the pit with everybody else at the end of the day that allowed them to take them into that pit. Okay? Pretty crazy stuff. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. We totally appreciate callers at every step of the way. Folks, how to preach without converting anybody. Are you guys ready for this? I hope you have your seatbelt strapped because, friends, this is exactly what we're seeing in this country today. Now, listen, here's the first one. Preach that no Christian needs to do anything. Teach them that they are safe and heaven-bound, even if their lives are disobedient and rebellious. Just call it grace. Yeah, let me break that up. Preach that no Christians need to do anything. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being disobedient. Being disobedient, they are. Yeah. Okay, wait a second. Let me say that again. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being disobedient. Being disobedient. Let me say that just one more time. I'm not being smart, friends. I want you to listen carefully as to what I'm getting to here. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. Wasn't it? That's in Titus, by the way, chapter 1, verse 16. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him. Didn't Paul say, "Let me show you my faith by my works"? Yep, in the book of James, yep. They profess that they know God, but in works deny Him. Now listen how He identifies those that profess that they know God, but they deny Him in works. Being abominable and disobedient and unto every good work, reprobates. They're reprobates. Okay? Preach that no Christian needs to do anything. No. God's on His throne. That's what you're taught today. No. God's looking for the church to keep His commandments, right? Teach them that they are safe and heaven-bound, even if their lives are disobedient and rebellious. Folks, you might want to read the Bible. I had a guy the other day. We were talking about some things that were going on in America. And he said, well, God is the judge. Yep, He is. And we are the church and work to make reference to what the judge says by enforcing His laws against the crime. That's exactly right. Just like a cop enforces the laws of governments, right? Right? Yep. I mean, when you get pulled over by a cop, do you look at him and say, who are you to judge me, number one? Or do you say to him, secondly, just as stupidly as the first answer that was given, do you say to him, judgment's up to the government? Well, he says, I am an arm of the government. So is it the church. Holy Ghost-filled believers are Holy Ghost police is what they're called to be, right? Of course, in power. Signs and wonders. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Not the arm of the flesh. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying by the spirit. Because you're not to find your faith in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. What to preach and how to preach without converting anybody. Number two, teach Christians that sin is a normal and natural part of the everyday life and that they can never truly expect to overcome sin through the power of Christ. Isn't it interesting how in America, Romans 5:20 comes to my aid. Isn't it interesting how in America you hear false grace preached every day, all day, 24/7, right? False grace, right? They use the grace, they teach that the grace of God is used as an occasion of the flesh, Galatians 5, which we are not to do. Wasn't the message of Jesus Christ when the woman was caught in John 8 in the act of adultery? Remember when she was condemned by the Pharisees who were guilty of the same thing she was guilty of, right? That's what's going on there. Remember He said, to he who is without sin, let him cast the first stone? Yep, but listen to the message, friends. Yep, that's what He said. Yep. And the eldest to the youngest, the eldest left first and the youngest went last, right? Now, going back to the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, He looked at her and He said, where are those that condemn you? She said, I don't know, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn thee. What was grace? What did it say? And what did the Christ say? He said, go and sin no more. Okay, going back to Romans 5, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. America, do you see grace much more abounding in America, or do you see sin abounding over grace? Oh, but grace happens. Yes, it does. But what is your heart attached to? What is it that you obey? What is it that you're obeying? Are you obeying that form of doctrine that's been given unto you? Or are you looking for an excuse to go ahead and go along to get along because you don't actually want to stand up in the power that the Lord has bestowed upon us through the cross of Christ? Because it's the faith of the Son of God that overcomes the world. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. But yet for some reason or another, sin still abounds over grace. When in Scripture it tells us that grace, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Not the other way around. Whoa, I never thought about that before, Bradley. Well, read the Bible. You'll find out. Hey, and I want to tell you on the other side of that, friends. As D.L. Moody rightly said, if the Bible doesn't teach you to die to yourself, it teaches absolutely nothing. That's exactly right. It's not you that lives, but it's Christ that liveth in you. Galatians 2:21. So again, teach Christians that sin is normal. It's interesting, at the turn of the century, friends, it was common knowledge. Even all the way up until the 60s, it was common knowledge amongst the people not to violate God's moral law because they loved him. Romans 5:5. Teach Christians that sin is normal. No, it's not. And a natural part of their everyday life, and that they can never truly overcome sin through the power of Christ. Really? Because that's funny, because he who is born of God, the Bible tells us that they cannot sin. They can't sin. And I'm trying to figure out how that works, because, you know, we all hear from the underachievers. They hate the word perfection, too, by the way. But we hear from all the underachievers, you know, praise God for grace. GD them, man, GD this and GD that and JC this and JC that. Boy, that counters Scripture. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but that he is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one teacheth him not. He must fail to understand that the grace teaches us that we're going to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought. And we're to take every word captive and make it obedient unto the word of Christ. Why? Because we're not conformed to this world. We're transformed by the renewing of our minds by the word of God. Because we understand what Scripture tells us in the book of Timothy, that we study and show ourselves approved, the workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And why do we do that? Because we love the Lord with our heart. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. James 1:18. Had to get that out. It's an overflow. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living waters, friends. That's what's going on here. Here's another one. How to preach without converting anybody. Teach that holiness is just an option and not a requirement of the gospel. Teach them that they can be Christians without becoming true disciples. What was the first thing Jesus said? What are we to do, Lord? He said, believe on him whom he sent, Jesus said. And he said, you must know concerning the doctrine. Whoa, 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 that applies to everybody. Hey, folks, I had a guy one time. He was a CEO. His money, apparently he thinks that his riches are going to deliver him in the day of wrath, which they are not. He loved God so much, he said, you know, Bradley, I've never had a desire to know the Word of God. And wait. And you love God? Really? How does that line up? It doesn't. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Without converting anybody. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. The last one I highlighted was teach that holiness is just an option and not a requirement for the gospel. For the gospel, really. 1 Peter 1:16 tells us what, friends? Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, that's a work of the Holy Ghost, right? You know when David prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew that right spirit within me? Yeah, that's a work of the Holy Ghost, but we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us in Romans 6. So, furthermore, friends, do keep in mind, it wasn't a requirement, it was a commandment, okay? And if you go back to Deuteronomy 28, he said this, he said, the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself as he has sworn unto thee, if thou keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in all of his ways. And don't stand back and expect God to do for you what you are required by God and commanded by God to do for yourself. Hey, folks, you have a dispensation to do the wrong thing, right? And you make excuses for it. Why you do, I don't know, it's to your own demise, but you do it. But the fact of the matter is, friends, if you have a dispensation to do the wrong thing, has God not given you a dispensation to do the right thing as well? Of course he has. And you take steps every day. And if you can't, then you belong in jail until repentance is wrought forth. I mean, you see this all day long. I just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. Well, then you're lawless and you need to go to jail. I'd hate to see your track record. You can't help yourself. It's interesting how you know how to choose to do the wrong thing, but you don't choose to do the right thing. And you've got the power to do the wrong thing, but you don't have the power to do the right thing? No. And it all lines up with your wicked heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Don't deceive yourselves, friends, out of heaven. Really. Teach that holiness is just an option. Friends, I just want to set the record straight. It is not. It is a commandment. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. Deuteronomy 30:19. Going to Romans 6, this comes to my aid. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you yield yourselves over to obey. Right? Either servants unto disobedience or over unto obedience. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Okay? So we pulled that rug. What or how to preach without converting anybody? Preach that a person can be saved without making Jesus his Lord. Well, hey folks, Matthew 1:21 tells us he's come into the world to save his people from their sins. He's a savior. Right? This is getting to the point of being ridiculous, and I know it's out there. Listen, I can be saved by my own works without Jesus. No, you can't. We're saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. And who is the gift? His name is Jesus Christ, who is the propitiation of the sins of the world. Okay? Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Who is that? That's Jesus Christ crucified. See him on Calvary? See him on top of the hill, bleeding and dying for the sins of the world that we're guilty of putting on him? How to preach as to convert nobody? And I'm not being facetious, friends. Some of this stuff is just so ridiculous. Preach that everyone is born a sinner and a criminal. Teach that every baby is born guilty before God. You never want anyone to consider the fact that man is born morally innocent. You don't want anyone to know that he becomes a sinner because in his rebellion he has refused to love God with all of his heart according to the light and has selfishly sought his own happiness above all else. How to preach without converting anybody. Okay, I want to set the record straight on what I just read. If you remember right, it was King David that said that he was born in iniquity. Okay? It tells us, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. So we are born into the world as sinners. And we all need a Savior. Some will say, well, Bradley, when a child dies, then where does he go? That's for the Lord to decide. If you remember right, I can take you to Scripture. If you remember right, King David had Uriah killed, the husband of Bathsheba. They had a baby, and that baby died, right? And also keep in mind, when you're thinking about what David did, this was a man after God's own heart. It shows you a man that obeyed God, and it shows you a man that disobeyed God. Well, this is the man without the Spirit of Christ that chose to disobey and to throw off God's moral law. Remember when the baby died in the book of Samuel? He said that I will go to it, though the baby died. So in saying that, friends, you're going to have to discern within yourselves what Scripture has to say about this. But I do want everybody to understand that we are all born in iniquity. We are all born in sin. And if you are one of those that have been told by your pastor that baptism, just because you put water on that baby, which is only symbolic of crucifixion and baptism to death unto self and alive unto Christ to the glory of God by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you're a witness of the resurrection, you're sadly mistaken. Just because the baby's been baptized doesn't mean it's heaven bound. It must need be born again, John 3:3, like all of us. Okay? If you want to call in, give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. How to preach without converting anybody. Never tell them that repentance is man's ability and responsibility to turn from his sin to God. Teach them to delay turning away from all known sin towards God. Hey, win them to Jesus, friends. which is unscriptural. I'm going to win them to the Lord. No, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. 2 Corinthians 5. In the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 40, it says, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Okay, so you need to respond to the command, right? Just like you respond to the command that there's tickets for the football game or the baseball game or the hockey game or the next concert that are coming in. When you hear that, you respond to the command. And what you respond to is the faith is that which is in your heart, right? But when you look at this, friends, I want you to listen to this carefully. It said in the book of Acts, again, chapter 2, it said, and then Peter said, after, by the way, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that Jesus, that same Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ, we're all guilty of that. And now when the Pharisees heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what should we do? Peter said unto them, listen, they said, what should we do? He gives them the answer. Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. See, because the Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, not to those that disobey. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So there you have it, folks. It's for you to respond to the command. Repent and be baptized. They were pricked in the heart. They said to Peter, what shall we do? He said, repent. So it shows you that it was within their person to actually respond to the command that was given. The point made. How to preach without converting anybody, friends. How to preach without converting anybody. Encourage lots of church socials and attend them yourself. Entertain the people. Entertain them. Have another social. Have another pizza party. Hey, friends, you know what youth groups are doing today? This is just incredible. They're having dances at these youth groups with secular music. Secular means without God. I mean, they're trying to win them to Jesus with secular methods. How does that work? It doesn't. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? The Lord will not bear witness to a lie. Friends, but to the truth. How to preach without converting anybody. Folks, is this what you're being taught? Yeah, it is. Encourage lots of church socials and attend them yourself. And it's interesting, even when you go to these socials, how often, friends? I've been to them a couple times when I was a kid. Where are they ever talking about the Lord? They're gossiping for the most part. And while they're these vultures are getting a free meal. At these socials, where are they talking about the Lord? Next one. Make sure you avoid preaching to those who are present. Preach about sinners, but not to them. Say they and not you. So that anyone should never take your subject personally, because you don't want to offend anybody, friends, and apply it to their own lives, securing the salvation of their soul. Hey, folks, it's our job to point the finger. It's our job to make reference to the judge's word continuously. That's the reason that they repent. Okay? And what we do is we show them the love of God on the cross of Jesus Christ. I mean, friends, what would you think of a man that sent his son over to Normandy back in June of 6th, 1944, and he got killed on the beach? What would you think of that father that sent his son? You would think that father loves, of course he loves his son, but what would you think of that father that lost his son? Wouldn't you thank him by serving him concerning his sacrifice through his son? Of course you would. That's what patriots do. That's what the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers are doing. That's what those that go to see at Arlington Cemetery. We say thank you to the Father for what He's bestowed upon us, both in the spiritual and in the natural. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We respond to God because of His love for us. We love Him, Scripture tells us, because He first loved us. And friends, He did, and He does, through demonstration. Going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, friends. How to preach without converting anybody. Folks, does it sound familiar? Why? Of course, yes it does. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Okay, we're talking about how to preach as to convert or without converting anybody. Make sure you avoid preaching to those who are present. Of course, just talk about everybody else, you little gossips, you little two-faced hypocrites. See it all the time. Preach about sinners, about they, but not to you. Say they and not you, so that anyone should never take your subject personally and apply it to their own life, securing the salvation of their soul. Hey, friends, I love you enough through actions to tell you, you are those that I'm speaking to. Okay? I'm speaking to you. I want you to understand that. I'm not talking about they. It's like when I'm blaming, the American people love to blame Barack for everything that's happened in their country. I take it back to those that are responsible for allowing Barack. That's called taking responsibility. Just like I'm telling you right now to take responsibility before a just and a holy God for your sins that put Jesus Christ on the cross. What's another topic? What to preach or how to preach as to convert nobody. Never tell people that they must cease from serving self and serve God and His will. Of course not. No, just add Jesus to their life. Add Jesus to the mix. I mean, don't remember Don't let it come to your remembrance what Scripture says. Just don't read the Word of God. Just let the preacher tell you what you need to know. I'll tell you what, friends, when I first got saved, I started reading the book called the Bible. I put my feet on it and I said, I'm wrong, you're right. And I started to ask questions as a baby Christian. Why don't we do this anymore? We just don't do things like that. Okay, then there is the reason you're not getting the response from heaven that He promises. Okay, your sins are cutting you off and separating you between Him and you. Isaiah 59. What to preach as to convert nobody. Never tell them that repentance is man's ability and responsibility to turn from his sin to God. Teach them to delay turning away from all known sin towards God. No, friends, today is the day. Today is the day. What's another topic? Do not rebuke extravagance in dress so that you should never make an uncomfortable impression on your vain and worldly church members. Nope, don't want to do that. Hey, folks, I'll tell you what. And I'm speaking to the women right now. And I'm not overlooking the men. But I do want you to understand, you're wearing clothes that you're trying to use as bait to allure men in. Keep in mind, if they bite onto that bait, they're coming to get what you're offering them. Okay. I also want to tell you that Jesus said in grace that even if you look at a man or a woman, okay, saith he, to lust after them, you've already committed the act of adultery. Okay? I want you women to know that when you're wearing those pants that look like they've been painted on you, well, I have a question for you. Why are you wearing pants like that in the first place? You are just as guilty of baiting the man that is falling to take the bait. Okay? You're just as guilty. And we see it all the time. And folks, it's unacceptable. There's no reason that women need to dress. Hey, folks, if you go back into the 30s and the 40s, and I could care less what anybody thinks. There's no reason women are trying to get men to stumble. And it's what really bewilders me is when you see married women that are wearing clothes where they're showing everybody and anybody what they've got. How is it that they love their husbands and their husbands have their heart when they're showing their physical being to everybody in their dog, cat, parakeet, and hamster? You are just as guilty, women, for dressing in such a fashion as to cause men to look at you the wrong way. Now, I'm not saying that it's your fault that he looked at you that way. I'm just saying that it's your fault for alluring men in such a fashion. And you know what? I don't care if you like it or not. Common sense comes into play. Back in the day, friends, you couldn't do that. I mean, you can go online, friends, and see how women were arrested for wearing certain clothes. Oh, Bradley, that's legalistic. No, it's not legalistic. But the way some women dress, my wife wouldn't even think twice, folks, of dressing the way that some women dress. I mean, I remember, case in point, we were at this engagement. We were asked to speak in Florida. We went to a Baptist church. There's this boy who's about ready to get rebuked by me nationally that calls himself a preacher. And everything is a joke to this guy. And he came in with his wife, and I got to tell you, friends, I was embarrassed for him. And I asked those that set the event up, why would you have a guy like this come into an event like this and have him as one of your speakers? Well, because he's got a lot of people that are on his website. Oh, you strain at the gnat while you swallow the camel. You are as much a part of the problem as the one that I'm talking about right now. It's called hypocrisy, friends. And it's interesting to note again, friends, just talking about women. Steph, do you have anything that you might want to say to this? Because some of the women out there, the way that they dress is just wrong.
It's absolutely wrong. And we can look at the men all day long and say, well, if they're looking at me, they're such perverts and so on and so forth. Listen, if you're dressing in a way that's causing another man to stumble, you are just as guilty as he is. We are to be virtuous women. We are to be modest. Now, people think sometimes that you can't be modest and still present yourself in a nice and pretty way. Of course, you can still be pretty and fashionable, but listen, if you've got on skin-tight clothes, really short shorts, you know, tight pants, you are causing and you are guilty of causing other men to stumble, and that should be the least thing in your mind as a virtuous woman wanting to attract that kind of attention for yourself. Listen.
Especially the married ones.
I was just going to say, yeah. Listen, if you're married, that is a gift for your husband and your husband alone. I like to tell the girls in the high schools, listen, how important and intimate and special is it for your husband to be the only one who knows what you really look like? Now, is it very special if every guy can look at you and, you know, glance, see everything you got? Listen, that is something that is saved for the confines of marriage, for the covenant of marriage. And you should, any woman, I don't care if you're old or young, should not be dressing in such a way that would cause another man to stumble. And you mothers out there, I believe there's mothers listening too. If you've got teenage daughters that you kind of think, well, gosh, maybe they shouldn't be wearing that. Listen, you need to put your foot down. You are the head of that house, the husband is, but you are overseeing your daughter in a way that's saying, listen, explain to her this is not a good way for you to dress. And that kind of attention, you don't want to be attracting. If you're a true Christian, true woman of God, you don't want that kind of attention. You want to reserve that solely for your husband.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, folks, I also wanted to tell you, I'm going to close this out real quick. It's called How to Preach Without Converting Anybody. Again, How to Preach Without Converting Anybody. Now, listen, there's quite a few more that I could cover here. But, folks, it's exactly what we're seeing today in this country. And what we need to do is we need to get back to the Word of God, because that will show you the errors of the world. A crooked stick is always made known by what? A straight stick, the deviations are. And that's exactly what the Word of God does. The law shows us how crooked we are. Grace comes along and straightens us out. The law detects, grace conquers. Okay? You need to understand the process. And this is the process and the method that Christ used at every step of the way throughout the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And it was not without that. There was no withholding. And keep in mind as well, friends, Jesus always pointed the finger. He'll even go to the point, and he has in the book of Mark chapter 10, where he said, even this one thing, folks, you're so precious to him that you need to understand that, you know, speaking of rich men, let's just call ourselves rich in America, because for the most part we are. What is it for a rich man to enter into the, to go into heaven, folks, without losing the soul? And what we don't want to do is we don't want to lose the soul and gain the world. We want to lose the world and gain our souls, and we want to know where we're going at the end of the day. What is it for a rich man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? That was the scripture that I was thinking about. But I was also thinking about this. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we need to understand that straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Let us stick to what the Word of God says, because every single time without fail, when we get away from it, that's where we get in trouble.
That's right. Well, I add a scripture what we were just saying about modesty in 1 Timothy 2:9. It says, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness, not sobriety, with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but that which becometh godliness, essentially goes on to say. So it's a great point.
Reference?
Yeah, 1 Timothy 2:9. So please do check that out and go from there. There's so many other scripture verses you can reference, but that's a good one to start with. Now, the Sons of Liberty, for those of you who have been listening today and those of you who are longtime listeners, know that we're not a ministry that's going to play. We're not a ministry that's going to sugarcoat things, tell people what they want to hear. Bradley's just been going over today, you know, how to preach so as not to convert anyone. This is exactly the opposite of what you're going to find here in this ministry. If you want the black and white truth, if you want to hear the gospel as it's intended with law, judgment, mercy, and faith, if you want people to feel conviction, I met a man once who said, if you haven't upset anyone, you haven't been preaching, then you need to support this ministry. All of you sons and daughters of Liberty out there who support this ministry are preaching. But if you are not yet a son or daughter of Liberty, don't wait. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sign up to become a son or daughter of Liberty and support this work that is changing lives across this nation.
I love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk at you soon. See ya!
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.